And the show is developing the in between a little bit, which is kind of nice to see. And you can do that in a episodic kind of format, like
right.
This. Episode 7. Thoughts?
So I still liked it. There were still very, so I've, you know, it's hard not to hear everybody else's clamor about it, even though it's been less than 24 hours.
I have not seen anything. I haven't been on social media today. Haven't looked at anybody's TikToks.
Okay.
About
so,
it.
Okay. This is good then, man. You like it. It's a better reaction from you than I think it would be from me then. I really enjoyed it. I thought the first part was super cool. Like just opening straight into that again, I can tell that it's the same director and I like her. Like, yeah. I really like the way she directs the show.
Yeah.
I think so. Good things about it. Just like broad strokes, good things about it. I love Galadriel and Theo's relationship.
Yes.
It's the best relationship outside of Durin and Elrond and Deesa that we've seen.
Deesa stole the episode though.
Deesa
and Durin stole this episode.
Durin knows how to break your heart.
Oh my god!
Like his whole thing of like my friend is drowning. Yeah. And you want me to just swat his hand away.
Yeah.
Like, oh, dude, Durin just breaks your heart, and I love it.
Deesa, I think in the first few episodes, they make her seem like, in the very first episode that we get her, right, with her and Elrond, right, we kind of see her a little bit, very kind of bubbly.
A little more like housewifey.
Yeah, she's like, assertive, right? She's right. In charge of the household. Like, she, you know, she's in charge, kind of. Kind of vibe. The very next episode, you get Deesa. She is a politician's wife, right?
Right.
She is the wife of the future king of Moria.
Yeah.
Of Khazad Dûm. And in this episode, we see that she is really a political player, right? In how she has described her dad and what Durin needs to do. You need to go to the lords and make them make this decision and force his hand. I thought for sure by the end of this episode, there was going to be a scene with Durin and his dad, like vying for power, like where Durin's just like, nope, you're done.
Yeah, I think that's coming at some point. And I like it. Now, what I don't like about, again, some of the things that I'm hearing, because she's not to this point, and
don't get to the points that you don't like.
Okay. So continuing on things that I like. So, like I said, Galadriel and Theo, amazing.
Great.
Elendil, just heartbroken about Isildur. God fucking damn it. Like,
I mean, we all know he's not dead.
We know he's alive.
We know he's not dead.
Let's see.
Speaking of which.
No. Don't say that yet, because I know what you're saying.
I don't know. I had to resist texting you last night.
Halbrand is definitely not Sauron. I don't care who you are.
Melissa begs to differ, but go ahead.
I still like your theory of the stranger. I like the bits of the pieces with the stranger coming in. I think that he is there are too many unanswered questions if he's Gandalf. Like, why is he looking for this star system? We got very specifically from Sadak. Sadak is his name, right?
Yeah.
We got very specifically from him that their ancestors, the Hobbit ancestors, have seen that constellation, but it was a long time ago, which means it's in the east.
Yeah.
Right. So like this whole movement towards the east thing just makes a lot of sense that he is a blue wizard looking for another blue wizard.
He's Palando looking for whatever the other guy's name is.
Atari
is a game system.
Aratar.
I don't know.
Palando and Aratar. Anyway, and it's I actually liked the Harfoot's part of this whole thing the best of any Harfoot portion.
I love them getting to there, like the reaction of what's her name? I can't, her name escapes me. The main girl.
Nori.
Nori. I can only think of Poppy. Nori's reaction when she sees, you know, what happened, right?
Right.
Because of the explosion from Mount Doom, because they're close to where Mount Doom is, right? So they are most likely, this is my guess, most likely they're in the land of the Entwives. My guess, right? Because they're close enough that you could see Sadak refer
to Greenwood the Great.
Reference Greenwood the Great, right?
Right.
They reference the trees, right? Trees talk. Right?
Yeah. He says some do.
Some do. and he's not wrong.
Yeah.
And then seeing their reaction, seeing them, a little dejected from, you know, this land where they were supposed to get all this food and they don't have anything.
Yeah.
Seeing them kind of look to the stranger to help them because they know that he's special, right? And then him just not able to control whatever he is.
Right, and it still works out, right? But not the way that he was primarily anticipating it to.
Correct.
And it caused a moment of, like, you know, go on, get. type of thing, like, you don't belong here type of situation.
Can't sit here.
I think those were my favorite storylines on it. I also believe that it's been called a filler episode. I don't think so. I think that there were really good points in this episode.
There were good points in the episode. I'll agree. I don't think it's a filler episode, but I could also see how it could be considered a filler episode, right? What I thought to myself after I finished watching it is like, man, I want a little bit more action.
Oh, okay.
Right? We had a little bit of it last episode.
Right.
And I'm just kind of, I want a little bit more, right? I wanted this to kind of carry over into a couple of days, but there are storylines that need to be developed for the second season, right? Episode 8 better be 2.5 fucking hours long.
I was going to say it better at least be like an hour and a half.
It better be at least an hour and a half long, right? I don't think there's going to get a resolution with the Stranger storyline.
Right.
I agree with you. I don't think Halbrand is Sauron, only because I have a feeling Sauron already is around.
Yeah.
Right? He is in the background. We haven't seen him yet.
Right. That's what I'm thinking as well.
Right. He is the one. He was at that council that Elrond was not allowed to go to because it was only for elf lords.
Right.
Right? And Annatar, the giver of gifts, would most likely have been invited to a council of elf lords.
Yeah.
And it could possibly be that the way they're taking the story is that Gil-galad and them have not yet decided that, yeah, we don't want you. But Celebrimbor is all on board.
Right.
So I don't think Halbrand is Sauron. Although there were the vast majority of the episode, I was going, where the hell's Halbrand?
Oh, yeah, me too.
Where is Halbrand? I'm like, I don't see him. I'm leaning more towards he is Sauron.
Right,
now.
Right.
I'm like,
but then we see him on his fucking deathbed.
Uh-oh, it's gonna be Shilex, right? Or the fantasy Shilex. Right? Is that he doesn't think. All right.
Yeah.
It is very convenient. I still am reserving, right? I haven't fully committed to that. He is not Sauron. I'm about 90%
that
he's not Sauron, but that 10% is lingering there because it's just kind of convenient that, oh, we just happened to find him on the side of the road.
Right.
On the way here.
Yeah.
Little convenient. He is wounded, right? But doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
That is a good way to endear yourself to people.
I also really like that you and I were both kind of right and kind of wrong about Muriel's dad's vision when he said it will only bring you darkness, we said Mordor, right? Yeah. And we were right.
You're right.
In that fact. But no.
It also brought her darkness.
Significantly more literally that she is now blind.
Yeah, and I like that, because now we know why our Farazan is able to take charge.
Yep.
Right? Because she is blind, right? And that is the political attack that he will make.
Yep.
In order to justify him marrying his cousin.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and like what I also liked is I liked her conversation with Galadriel, where she was basically just like this motherfucker doesn't know what he just did.
Yeah.
And for anybody who knows the story, she's right.
Yeah.
Like it's, I mean, all of this is spoilers. You guys all know that, but like, spoiler alert, Numenor comes back and they're fucking terrifying.
Yeah. They're going to go full war machine.
Yeah.
Right. And build and become a military, force.
Yep.
Because what we saw and what everyone complained about was it's three ships, right? I saw a meme and it's like the bottom of the hull of the boat is just like this big old belly showing like, oh, that's where 300 people sleep and the horses and all the and provisions and all this stuff. We're going to see a lot more ships.
Oh, yeah.
In the seasons to come, I'm pretty sure.
At some point, I believe we will find a full-on armada making their way to Middle Earth.
Not quite a Valinor conquering armada.
No,
but that is going to be later. Yeah. All right, now to the big one.
Uh huh.
What didn't you like?
There was only one thing that I was like, ugh. And you guys might know.
Pretty sure we all know.
Seeing the actual healing factor of Mithril on the leaf.
Was that your thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
I did not like that at all.
I didn't care.
Because I didn't like it because it gives credence to this in-world myth.
Yeah, this Mithril saving thing, right?
Right?
Yeah.
And like, I did not like that.
Could be Sauron magic though.
If
Sauron did poison that tree, and we're, I think our theory is that Sauron is at this council, right?
Right.
And so he was in Lindon. So chances are he could have gotten to this tree and poisoned it somehow.
Right.
Right. With something that only reacts to Mithril to make it so that the elves go, oh shit. Right.
Look at you. That is the master of lies right there. That is an Annatar fucking thing to do.
Right.
Ooh, I like that.
I got this thing
damn.
And it reacts to Mithril and it'll go away if it's near Mithril. Did they go that route? I don't know. They probably did.
Like, but I fucking like that. Like,
you gotta like that theory, right?
That's good shit.
I don't do many theories, but this is
that's
if,
a
I'm,
good
if
one.
I'm trying to rationalize things, I can rationalize.
Yeah, them. No, I like it. Headcanon all day, every day.
All day, every day. No, my thing was I was a little annoyed with it, right? And I know it's not true, right? And I know it's probably going to be exposed later, is my husband was Celeborn, right?
Yeah.
In the past tense, right?
That didn't bother me.
When I heard it the first time, I was like, right? And then I was like, okay, this could still be plausible, right? There is in the history, like them spending lots of time separated from one another.
A lot of time apart.
It sounds like he was in a battle and he might have gotten lost, right?
Yeah.
Still could be the case.
Right.
Right. And he is somewhere for all we know, and just he's not dead, right? No. I don't think they've killed him off in order to allow for this Galadriel Halbrand thing, right? I don't think that's the case. I think we are going to get a Celeborn. But I'm going to say this right now. If we don't, I will build an armada and I will take it to Amazon and I will crush them. I don't think that's the case though.
No, I don't think so either.
I think these I think the showrunners know enough about the you can't write him out when he's in the freaking movies and people
And from that's the thing is like from what we know of and granted they've changed things and there's special permissions and stuff like that, but from what we know of the contract, they cannot change the base of the characters. And saying that this character is dead in the second age when he is very much alive in the third and fourth age.
Yeah.
Like it changes the core of it, right? Yeah. And so I agree. And I think all this does is it gives us an opportunity later on in like the second or third season that Galadriel, you know, that he finds his way home.
Yeah.
Right? Or whatever, which I'm okay with. I like that.
Yeah, I like that. So yeah, it did kind of bother me. For a hot minute, and then I had to like talk myself into it and go, no, he could still be alive. She just thinks he's dead.
And look, here's the thing. I feel like a lot of people, I've seen it. This isn't talking about anything specific with the show, but I've seen a lot of people on TikTok and stuff saying that like people like us are too apologetic to the show, right? Now, you and I have given one or two things that we don't like about the show throughout our episodes and stuff like that. And it's not that that there aren't things that I don't like. My thing is and Carlos can have his own reasoning behind it. I will, when I'm watching this show, I try to watch it through the lens of not knowing anything about it. And if I get something that I do know about, I'm like, I know about that thing, right? And it makes the show a lot more enjoyable that way, because I'm sorry, but like most, if you have people that, like a lot of people skimmed over the appendices, didn't read the Silmarillion, you know, all of these other things, and they're watching this show, they're not going to catch the same things that we do.
Yeah.
Right. They're not going to see these what some people that really know the lore consider faults. And so if I'm watching it to enjoy it, I'm watching it to enjoy it. Right. And like if there is something wrong, like I said, that time in Numenor, I felt like the dialogue was clunky. I actually feel like the dialogue in these last two episodes has been amazing. Like I said, the time with Galadriel and Theo and their dialogue has been fantastic.
Yeah.
Right.
Helping him through his like angst, right?
Because
she has gone like she is at a point where she is like coming through that fog of just kind of her single-minded focus on finding Sauron and realizing like everything I just did or all this was really my mistake, right?
And how much of that too is showing through a little bit of the conversation that she had with Adar.
Yeah.
Right. When she says, be careful not to call those things good.
Yeah.
Right. Which is exactly what she has done in her life. Right. She was an orc hunter. That is what she did. And so like, I feel like her conversation with Adar was barely in this episode at all, which is perfectly fine, but he is still my favorite character of the entire show. Like, there's just something about Adar that, like, I mean, he is the morally, you know, not morally gray. He's a bad guy, but he has nuance.
Yeah, he is a Better Call Saul, Breaking Bad type of hero, anti-hero, right? He's not good, right? But he is making points about, you know, certain things.
Yeah. I would say some of the things that like critically, if I'm looking at just like the show, a few things that are a little on the nose for me is the fact that Beric went running away. I can guarantee you in the next episode, we're going to find Beric finding Isildur just like,
did Beric run away?
Yeah.
The horse. Yes, yes, the horse. Yeah,
we're going to see the exact same scene that we saw in Peter Jackson's.
Yeah, with Aragorn and the horse.
With Aragorn. What was his horse's name started with a B as well. I can't remember what it is.
I can't remember the name.
Anyway.
Brego.
Yeah. We're going to see a very, very similar scene, which is just a little on the nose for me. Somebody actually pointed out, and this, I'm okay with this. Somebody pointed out Elendil and Theoden basically say the exact same lines of like when he's like, where is he? And Theoden says like, where is my son?
Yeah.
And like they say it almost exactly the same. They both have like this emotion in their face and stuff. Wow, Dermont. All right. Yeah. Just come on up. But so like as a story, I enjoyed it. I do see now that I'm thinking about it, I'm a little bit more on like your side, what you were saying
of it's a trick. Come
on, back up, buddy. Of like it kind of sort of is maybe a little bit too much like a filler episode in that we only have one left of the season.
Yeah.
And I feel like
it's gonna be a cliffhanger.
It progressed some stories, but really it just kind of gave us some filler.
Yeah, and it gave us more, right?
Yeah,
it gave us more. It didn't give us a like
what it did do was develop characters.
Yep, it developed more, right? It, so you have like you have Doran, and he has these great emotional like moments in the episode, right? And we get more of him. Like Elrond is his brother. He considers Elrond his brother, right? And
Daddy Durin did not like that.
Not like that, right?
He did not at all.
And Elrond even like, you know, they had that exchange where he's like, you know, you're pretty dwarvish for an elf. And and Elrond tells him, well, you're pretty elvish for a dwarf.
Yeah.
Right. Just the relationship between the two of them is fantastic. Like the chemistry that they have, right? It comes across. Deesa likewise, right? With Doran, like Deesa standalone, just her own character is she, you see what she is now, right? She is a strong female character in this, like they wrote her as a strong female character, and she is that part, right?
Yep.
She is.
I love that we get that she scene is standing, of her forging.
Yeah, she is standing there with Doran, right? And she is pushing him to be, you know, the king, right?
Yeah.
And telling him, you know, like essentially being his political strategist.
Yeah.
In all this, and I'm all for it. Right.
Yeah.
It's not in a kind of, I don't think it's coming from a underhanded, like sinister way. She just thinks like, hey, he's in his ways. Right.
Yeah.
And you're the future.
That's why I don't love the, Lady Macbeth comparisons that I've been seeing. I love the story of Macbeth. It's one of my favorite Shakespeare's. It's one of my favorite books. I love the character of Lady Macbeth. Deesa is not Lady Macbeth. It's not just for personal gain. It's because she believes that they can rule correctly.
Yeah.
And they can do right by the dwarves.
Yep.
Right? And Deesa and Durin don't have the animosity to the elves that the older generation does.
But... holy shit, though. We almost forgot to talk about that one scene. With the leaf.
Oh, the Balrog?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like it, but that's just me. You know how
you didn't want the Peter Jackson Balrog. I'm all for it, man. That was fucking fantastic.
It was
I don't know what's gonna happen with that, like when the Balrog's actually gonna come into play, right? But
I mean that leaf traveled a long fucking way down.
Yeah.
So, like, I still think that there is a long time. There's going to be some mithril mining happening and a lot of stuff before we ever get any, like, real danger from a Balrog.
But I love that scene. I love that scene. Like,
good,
watching it.
Good. Yeah, it was good. I did not, but I'm glad you did.
Yeah, I did. you had mentioned, like, you know, where you're coming from when you watch it. Like, I try to watch it and... I try to watch it without that lens as well, as much as I can, but again, there are things that get said that I go, well, that's not it.
Right.
But for the rest, for the most part, I am able to just kind of take it in for what it is, right? It is a show, right, about stories that I like, I enjoy, that I know about, right? Ultimately, like, what is it for everybody else? Like, do you want, like, do you want to, you know, find, you can find criticisms in it and everything,
right?
Anything that you watch, anything that you enjoy, there are criticisms that you can have about anything.
Right.
Even when we talk about the Peter Jackson trilogy, right? There are things, like, it is fantastic. But if you ask me to criticize it, I'll give you my criticisms about
exactly
about it, right?
Right.
So, you know, the super comedic role that Gimli ends up taking in the movies, right? So
right. The very black and white of good and bad, and that's right. It. There is this good, there is this bad, and that's it.
Yeah.
Right.
There is no in between, and the show is developing the in between a little bit, which is kind of nice to see. And you can do that in a episodic kind of format like
right.
This.
Yeah, it's definitely easier. I would like to. You know, I would say that one of the other things that I really enjoyed is we saw more depth and development of the Harfoots in this episode than any other episode.
Yeah,
like we saw actual depth in their characters. It wasn't just we walk on the path and we walk together, right? Yeah. Like it was, and we leave motherfuckers behind if they can't walk with us, right? Yeah. There was a lot more depth.
There's no Marine in them.
Yeah.
yeah. So
which was good as well.
Yeah, I think ultimately, you know, if people, I don't know if people are saying this about us necessarily because we're nobody and we don't really, you know, we have people that do follow us, and for those people that follow us, we are super grateful, right? Not to, but you know, we don't capture a whole lot of people,
right?
What I'm trying to say is, you know, if you're looking at us to like criticize everything about it, like
we're not those guys.
Like we're going to enjoy it, right? Yep. We enjoyed The Hobbit a long time ago.
You and I said that we could not think of a single thing that would like ruin this show for us.
I mean, unless they bring, you know, well, I was gonna say unless they bring in dragons, but I was like, wait, they do have dragons. you know, unless they do something like super fucking weird,
right?
There's not gonna be a chance that I'm gonna be like, yeah, this is fucking stupid. If it does have a Game of Thrones season 8, right, to it.
Right.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, that was fucking trash.
Right.
Right. Right. But it's the first season, right? Mm-hmm. And it's entertaining. The visuals are fucking fantastic, right? We're getting more of this world than we've gotten before, right? We've got Numenor, right? We've seen Proto Mordor, right? The Southlands, which has officially changed to Mordor.
To Mordor. And right? We watched it be created, which was pretty cool.
Which was pretty cool. And so we're gonna get a lot of what caused the reasons for the Lord of the Rings to be a story, right?
Yep.
In this series. So yeah, I enjoyed it. I wish it was a little bit more, you know, action packed.
Yeah, I get right? that.
But you know, I was entertained. I'll watch it again probably later tonight.
I think tomorrow morning. Like my final like I guess like criticism on this episode is I just like it's not even on this episode, it's what like didn't happen, I guess, is that like for the next episode I don't want 5 cliffhangers. I like give me one or two, but not like 5.
Sorry dude, everything's right? gonna be a cliffhanger.
Yeah, just all the storylines. But overall I agree with you. I think We are going to enjoy it. We are not those guys. We will give criticisms when we have them, right? And we have. It's not like we haven't. Every episode we've talked about maybe something that we didn't super love about it and other things that we did. But we're going to enjoy it no matter what. So if you want to hear more about us enjoying these this show, at least for the one more week that it's around this season. I know, sucks. Right? Find us at the Swole Hero or at the underscore Swole Hero on both TikTok and Instagram. And then on Instagram, you can go and find our Patreon link, our YouTube link as well. We're the Swole Hero on all of this, but it's easier to just find our link tree and go to those. And then it also has our merch link. I'm wearing my Swole Hero shirt right now. If you guys want some of that, get on it.
You can't see it because Chris is clearly in the red light district. If you're watching this
online, I do have my red light on right now, which as soon as like it started getting darker in here, I'm like, and I look sunburned.
Yeah.
Go find that. It's a fun way to rep us and support us in a tiny way, buy us some coffee and fun stuff like that. So, really, we've got one more of these until season two, and we'll probably do like an overall wrap up as well. I think we'll do like a season or an episode 8, and then we'll do like an overall wrap up, right? Which might be fun to have like a really chaotic one and have like 10 guests on or something.
Oh, that would be like awesome. That. We could use one of our other formats that we all again forgot to utilize today,
right? All right. So is there, that's all I've got about it. What about you, Carlos?
Bye.